Foodie Tuesday at 25 minutes to five. We're joined once again by the food literacy advocate, culinary conversationalist and creator of Phenomenom with an M, Alice Zaslavsky, known on social media as Alison Frames, and she's got some spectacular glasses frames on. Alice, you describe your glasses frames. They're
onion ref.
Oh, very good.
Oh. I thought I'd get one in nice and quickly.
Oh, my Lord.
If I had to describe these glasses, I would say they glow in the dark.
They don't.
Pink. They do. They do. I didn't know that when I bought them, but I went to an event where they turned all the lights down and the UV came on and everyone's staring at me and I didn't know why. And then someone had to like hold up a phone.
So they're pink.
They're hot pink.
I'm sorry. They're hot pink. And what do you call that shape? That's a...
It's a cat eye, but it's extended.
A cat eye shape, yeah. They're spectacular.
Thank you.
They are fantastic. Now that I wear glasses, I want a pair. look, any onion question you've got, and maybe you think onions are terrible. Maybe you think they're boring, dull, should be exiled from the recipe book that you've got at home. But I just want to know your onion tips and your favourite onion recipes. 1300 222 774. Already texting. Every recipe I know, I start with peel and diced onion and open a bottle of wine.
Amen to that.
That's your saving point, cook. Get on to someone texted this. Raf, I prefer to eat my onions raw and whole. Signed, Tony Moringa.
I was wondering how long it'd take for that.
So
to come
I've just
through.
Got a bone to pick with that because in my youth, back in 1989, when I worked on kibbutz in the desert, in the very south of Israel. It was very hot, obviously, because it's the desert, but it's fertile. We used to eat onions for a snack. You'd pluck them out of the ground. They're actually, and if they're not fully mature and they come out of the ground, they're both sweet and cool.
Yep.
You can criticise Tony Abbott for a lot of things. There's nothing actually wrong with eating raw onion, is there?
But was it fresh? Had it
yes,
just
fresh,
come out,
come out
of the ground.
Of the ground.
But was Tony's one?
Oh, I don't know.
Or was it just like from the shops? Because that's the thing.
Yeah, it might have been a...
It's kind of like peas, you know. As soon as you pick something fresh, it starts to lose its sweetness and its freshness. So I think when you're on the kibbutz in the desert and you're looking for moisture...
Well, they are quite sweet.
Sweet!
And they're not mature either.
Lush.
So, yeah, they're small and...
Totally.
Kevin's got a recommendation. Kevin the butler. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is a butler. I don't think Kevin's his real name, but we've checked out. He actually is a butler. What's your tip, Kevin?
Yeah, g'day guys. I've got a trick that I use, and I never cry when I'm cutting onions, and I do tend to cut a lot of onions.
Yeah.
And that is just to keep the root of the onion on while you're working with it for as long as possible.
Oh, it doesn't make a difference.
It actually does. Kevin's right.
Is he?
Yes, he is. He's right, and he's a butler. Kevin, yeah, because all of those fumes come from that root point.
Oh.
Definitely. There's a few things that you can do to keep from crying, and that I'm really glad that you've brought
us
to.
So not the goggles,
point.
Kevin.
No, I don't need the goggles. Just keep the root on. Keep it alive for as long as possible.
Keep the root on for as long as possible.
The other great thing about keeping the root on is it keeps your onion in place. So if you slice against the root vertically, horizontally, is that right, Raf? I'm trying to.
You mean cut through the onion instead of just lopping it off like a limb?
That's right. You can actually then sort of dice it quite finely.
And the root's on for longer.
And the root's on for longer.
Got it.
Yep. Like a handle.
My favourite onion recipe is whole onion with fennel, fenugreek, chili powder, slow cooked.
Ooh, delicious!
You know, I've never roasted a whole onion.
Well, whenever I roast veg, especially roasting veg for a soup, I'll always roast a onion that's been quartered and lots of olive oil because it sweetens up.
And what's the best part of roast chicken? Is it the roast chicken or the onions that you cook with the roast chicken in the animal fat?
Very true.
Hard question to answer. So let me ask you this. So on Sunday, I opened the cupboard. There are lots of onions.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of onions. I haven't eaten this yet, which is why I'm asking the question. So I made a dish that involved using some onions. So I didn't do the deep fry.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those Otto Lengi ones where, you know, the lentils and the rice. And so you're supposed to deep fry the onion and stir it through. But
yeah.
I didn't deep fry, I caramelized. However, here's my question. One of those curry packs off the shelf at the supermarket, I caramelized some onion, threw in some garam masala and actually also some coriander powder and then used that as the basis for the curry. It's sitting in the fridge. I'm not sure when it's going to be used for dinner. Is that advisable?
Once you've cooked everything, keeping it in the fridge. Well,
can you use the caramelized onion with the garam masala? Is that like a
why
good,
not?
Yeah, is that going to work?
Absolutely.
Because I just came up with that on my own. I wasn't sure that was a wise thing to do.
I used a packet curry last night.
Yeah, right.
And I caramelized an onion first, or I sweated an onion down. Because I think, first of all, the other thing that onion does is it adds body to whatever sauce you're making. So
it does,
I think regardless of whether you're scooping it out of the punnet or if you're making it from scratch, always start with fresh onion.
The other thing that I didn't do, because I didn't want to scare off the people in my house, but I'm always tempted to do, the mashed anchovy into the caramelised onion. Have you ever done that?
I have not done that, but I'm going to have to try it.
Because it's a good flavour base. Like, if you, I mean, you've already got one flavour base, but it's kind of gives it real depth.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea.
And I want to find out, actually, because I, in your list of recommendations for us to chat about, the sweating onions and caramelising onions. So I want to know about that. But Adam's in West Footscray. Somehow thought the conversation might go here. Personally, I'm not actually convinced that anybody can stop you crying. I say enjoy it. I say enjoy the crying. I say embrace the pain. But that's just me. Adam in West Footscray has a method. What is it?
G'day, Raph. Surefire method that I learned a couple of years ago that I've tried plenty of times is to not breathe through your nose. I heard that the fumes affect your eyes by going up your nasal passage. So if you don't breathe through your nose, you don't cry.
Boom.
I'm sceptical, Adam.
Adam's
really?
Right. That's another thing. Yeah, definitely. And that's why that old wives' tale of people putting a wooden spoon in their mouth as they chop onions, the reason why that works is not because...
Oh, it encourages you to breathe through your mouth.
It encourages you to breathe through your mouth. Mm. Yeah, so...
Boom.
Well done.
Adam,
thank
why
you.
Don't you just embrace the pain?
Did I cut too many onions to embrace the pain, Raph? Sorry.
Good answer.
Boom. What's the difference between caramelising and sweating?
Oh, the difference is moisture. And heat. So a lot of recipes will ask you specifically to sweat onions. And what you're looking for there is a translucent finish so that the onions kind of turn like a cleary kind of opalescent colour, whereas caramelised...
Is opalescent a word?
We'll go with it. I'm trying to use different adjectives there.
Yeah.
Caramelised, on the other hand, is like a golden to a brown. So... what you're trying to do there is you're trying to activate the sugars. So that's why, you know, it's kind of like that caramelised toffee.
And how do I get one and how do I get the other?
Okay. So what I've discovered, the best way to sweat your onions is to have the lid on for at least sort of – sweating onions will take you about 10 minutes. So what I tend to do is I have the lid on for about 8 of those minutes. Every now and then I'll give it a check. But once the lid is on, what's happening is that the liquid is recirculating, so you're not going to burn your onions. Whereas if you're caramelising, you want that liquid to evaporate because that's what's going to bring out more of the
sweetness. So lid on, sweating, lid off, caramelising.
Exactly. Okay. But still take the lid off for the last bit of sweating regardless.
Cut the onions underwater.
Well, okay, so here are some things that people do. I mean, cutting onions underwater, to me, I've never tried it. It seems a little bit on the dangerous side.
Yeah.
People do it under the range hood as well because it sort of drags the fumes away from your face. An open window.
Am I weird? I don't understand why the tear – maybe I don't cook enough.
Maybe you don't cook enough, Raph.
I don't cook enough.
But you can also put your onions in the freezer because that tends to shock
the fumes. Doesn't ruin the flavour?
It doesn't ruin – but don't leave them in the freezer, but sort of half an hour before you chop. That will help as well. Yeah, and a sharp knife.
Hasidi has sent, this looks really good, really good picture. It's like sort of got the colour going on the potatoes there, and I think that looks like coriander on top. My favourite onion recipe is whole onion. Oh, that one. Oh, that's the whole onion with fennel, fenugreek, chilli powder, slow cooked. Mm. Oh, I like the look of that. Oh, man, that's just, that is looking significantly tempting.
You're going to have to
there's a whole
that.
Batch of them in a nice black dish, and they look peeled. Yeah, and the chili powder. Oh, I am so trying that. And that's a great thing to do with the – if you get lots of onions that come in the veggie box. 1300-222-774 is the number. Any onion recipes, fantastic. Just before I get on to your recipe, Alice, people – there's a few texts along these lines. I love onion and garlic, but I don't like eating them. I don't like what it does to my body.
Mm.
There's no substitute for onion and garlic, is there?
There is,
but
it's not my favourite thing. But it is what, if you are intolerant to onion and garlic, which tends to be the fructose, you can substitute asafoetida, which is an Indian spice. And it's kind of, the reason it's called asafoetida is because it's smells like rotting corpses. So like fetid, right?
Yes.
But the flavour kind of mimics the oniony, garlicky savouriness that you're going for.
Okay.
So that is one option. Just make sure your range hood's on when you cook with it.
Les in St. Leonard's has another suggestion if you don't want to cry while you're chopping your onions. What is it, Les?
Oh, well, what I do, and I've been doing it for quite a number of years now, is I put a tea towel over my right shoulder, over my left shoulder, and because I'm right-handed and I cut the onions up with, you know, right-handedly.
Yeah.
And if you're left-handed, you put the tea towel on your...
On your right shoulder.
Opposite shoulder, yeah. And I find onions never affected me at all.
So, Liz, you don't cry because of the tea towel on your shoulder?
Yeah, yeah. You try it. It's amazing. And it works because when I was doing onions before I learned to do that, they used to affect me bad. I used to cry, my nose would run and all.
Right. How does that
I'm going to try it out, Raph. I've got to try it out.
We'll try it out. We'll report back,
Thank
Liz.
Thank you, Liz. That's awesome. I mean, wow. I can imagine the tea towel would be great for wiping your eyes.
What I thought he was going to say. You wipe the tears on your shoulder
Maybe
without.
It absorbs the fumes as you chop. You never know, Raph.
Maybe.
You never know.
Quarter to five. You've got even the title of this recipe. Caramelized onion cashew cream. Mm-hmm. Where's it from?
Cookbook of the Month. It's Family by Hetty McKinnon. And I know that you're a fan of Hetty, and so am I.
She's a great go-to.
Really, really good go-to. Her new book is New Vegetable Classics to Comfort and Nourish. And this
I reckon after the Stephanie book, it's when you've got too much of the veggie.
Too easy.
Of a particular vegetable, you look it up and boom, there's your solution.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so this caramelized onion and cashew cream, the caramelized onion is kind of like the meat component and the cashew cream is kind of like the dairy component. But it is vegan. So if you've got, veggie or vegan friends coming round, this is a really fantastic, creamy, umami-rich pasta. You can use whatever pasta you want. She's used like a large spiral. I'll show you the picky.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Oh, it's good. Mm. It's real good. And I think that, the real key here is that you've got a starch or a carb with the pasta and you've got some green stuff, so some parsley as well as a little bit of baby spinach. But it's the caramelized onion that's the sweet element. And I feel like even if you didn't use pasta, you could use lentils. You could use some sort of like super grain, whole grain, whatever you wanted. And it's just such a hearty meal.
So the cashew cream looks simple enough. Cashew nuts, stock, bit of garlic and olive oil. What's where you just whiz that up, I imagine?
Whiz it up and then put it through muslin.
And then the onions are what, caramelised? And then what do you do?
The onions are caramelised. Yep. You do it low and slow.
Low and slow.
If you're, again, vegan, then go olive oil. Otherwise, butter all the way. And low, low, low and slow until the onions are caramelised and sweet. And how do you know they're caramelised?
Then you just mix it all together.
Exactly.
Combine the pasta with the cashew cream, the onions, spinach and some of the walnuts.
Done.
Yum. Ooh, I like the look of that.
It's good. That, you can see
and
why
easy.
This is. Yeah, and easy. So, yeah, reach for that one. It's on the website, so please
does
do make it.
She pre-soaks her cashews? Why does she do that?
Well, because it makes them easier to whiz, because you're trying to bring out the moisture.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So if you're making any sort of nut milk, you soak the nuts first.
I've not made nut milk. That recipe, by the way, we'll put online at abc.net.au/recipes. It is a caramelized onion cashew cream that goes on pasta with green stuff. Yum. Apparently a sharp knife so you don't crust the little juice sacks. That makes a difference?
Absolutely.
No.
Because, yes, it definitely does. If your knife is blunt, then you're kind of bruising the cells as you cut, and it means that more of that the protective fumes are being released, whereas a sharp knife just goes boom, 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 and you're also quicker with it. I mean, a sharp knife in the kitchen is my number one tip.
Sure. Although, mind you, I've done the fingers lately, but I haven't sharpened the knives lately. So I've looked at that and thought, you know what? I'm not going to sharpen the knife.
Well, yeah, but see, a blunt knife, you're going to cut yourself more often and it's going to take longer to heal.
But it cuts through. Sharp knife just goes whoosh, straight through. The blunt knife sort of bounces off.
Oof.
That's my philosophy.
Anyway. It bounces off onto your hand.
So buying the onions just before we get to traffic, and then we're actually going to hear more from the Jeffrey Rush defamation trial in Sydney. But before we get to that, I don't know if this is a silly question or not. What am I looking for? Because all onions are alike, no, when I go to the grocer?
Well, you're looking for a nice firm bulb, and what you'll tend to see is the new season onions coming through now. So what I mean by a firm bulb is that the skin hasn't started to sort of start to split away from itself. The little root at the bottom hasn't started to look really, really dry, and it hasn't got shoots. That's the other thing that you're looking for, because remember, it's a bulb, so it'll shoot pretty quickly, especially if it's got moisture or any sort of, direct sunlight. So what I mean by the shoot is that it'll start to look like it's got a spring onion growing out of it.
Is a scallion an onion?
A scallion is part of, it's part of the onion tribe, but it's actually aka spring onion, scallion.
Oh, scallion's just a developed bulb from the spring onion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, and also in America they call a scallion a spring onion.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is a leek? A leek's not an onion, is it? Related to an onion?
Related to an onion.
Related to an onion.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you caramelise leek?
Heck yes, you can, caramelise.
That's what
leek.
I haven't done.
Yes, delicious.
Is there any recipe that you can't replace the onion with a leek?
No, I think you can always replace the onion with the leek. Like, you could do a caramelised leek tart.
Right.
That would be amazing.
Ooh, yeah,
one of my favourite pizzas of all time is a caramelised leek and taleggio pizza.
I love caramelised onion on pizza.
Scrumptious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So that would
What's
be
your favourite onion dish?
Oh, God. That's like asking for my favourite child. But favorite I think, way to... you know what it would be, is a caramelised cipollini tart tatin. So same way as with apple, but instead you put the puff pastry on top of some caramelised onion, bake that. You've got dinner on the table. It looks delicious.
The caramelised onion cashew cream recipe from Hedy McKinnon, it will be up online at abc.net.au/recipes. Alice is the creator of Phenomenom, and you can find her online at Alice in Frames. Thanks so much, Alice.
Always a pleasure, Raph.